Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration will be coming from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17, and it reads, "And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever." This text of scripture states that essentially in life, there are two things which are the desires of the world and the will of God. The desires of the world are transient, but the will of God is not transient. It is fixed. The word translated world in this text means an apt and harmonious arrangement or constitution, order, government. It also refers to the inhabitants of the earth, men, the human family, and the ungodly multitude, the whole mass of men, alienated from God and therefore hostile to the cause of Christ. At the heart of this world is a system opposed to the kingdom of God, and it is ruled by the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, also known as power, money, and sex. In 1 John 2, 15 and 16, the Bible says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Please note that the world as it is used in this sense is not the same thing as the earth. The destiny of the world is that it doesn't stand the ultimate test of longevity, and so it doesn't last the long haul. In order to have longevity, you must learn to live, function, and operate by the will of God. But you may ask, what is the will of God and where can I find it? The will of God is the word of God, because God and his word are one. Jesus said in Matthew 24:35 that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The only thing that will stand in the long run is whatever is founded or built on that which cannot pass away, the eternal word. Because the word of God is the will of God, doing the word is doing the will of God. Doing the word is likened to building your house on the rock. The rains came, the winds came, and the floods came and beat upon that house. It did not fall because it was founded or built on the rock. In very simple terms, the key to longevity is to hear the word, understand the word, and act on the word, regardless of circumstance and situations. The result of the surpassing excellence of the wonders and wisdom of the word will begin to manifest as you activate it through practice on a consistent basis. The word works wonders when you walk it. In Matthew 4, verse 4b, Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You were designed to live, function, and operate by the living word of God. The system of this present age will fade and pass away, but it is those who live, function, and operate in accordance with the principles of the living word that will stand and abide in the long run, because living in the word of God is living in the will of God. Be wise. Choose longevity instead of brevity. Hallelujah. If you're interested in receiving tremendous value from other inspiring, insightful, and empowering sources, then subscribe on my Linktree account, Francis Ubeku. And Francis Ubeku is a single word. Or simply click the link and it will take you there. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for the power in your word. I receive grace to live, function, and operate in your will for my life. I declare that I live, function, and operate by the living word. I have access by the Spirit of God to the wisdom of the living word. The living word works wonders in my life. The benefit of longevity attends to me in every dimension of my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I receive Jesus Christ into my life today as my Savior and my Lord. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject so that we can help you grow into maturity in Christ. For tips on leadership, wisdom, and inspiration, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, download, and share episodes of Daily Declarations podcast on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Francis Ubeyiku. Bye for now and God bless. Jesus Christ is Lord.